Today's daf, daf samach vov. We're holding right here on the Mishnah on the top of the daf. Zokter like a Mishnah. Potchim bayamim tovim u'bishabbatot. Even though we said earlier that there are various things that we're afraid to use as a petach because of the fact that he may be too embarrassed to admit that he would have made the neder anyway, and therefore nedarim are not nitarim yafeh, nonetheless, we can use the covet of Yontav and Shabbat, and they were not afraid. And so we could say to him, look, if you would have realized that this would be Tsar on Shabbat, and you're not being Mekayim on Shabbat, and it's like a Chilul, and it's Aser, would you nonetheless have made the Neder? And we're not choshish that he would lie. So we said yesterday, as the Ran explains, a particular mitzvah that a person is willing to admit that he wouldn't have been so mocked. But to say Bichlal on the Kvod Shamayim, that already would be a problem. So this is okay to be Shayalan. Suppose that he says, no, I wouldn't have made the Neder, so then what? Say there was an extended period of time which included a Yontav, or included a Shabbat. And he said, if I had realized, I wouldn't have made the Neder. So Brishona Hayomrim, as we saw earlier, Otan Hayamim Utarim Bashar Kol Hayamim Asurim. So they used to say that whatever he had charata on is not included in the neder, but the neder remains binding on the times that would not have been a chilul of Shabbat and a chilul of Yom Tov. Ad Shabbar Rabbi Akiva Velimeid Shah Neder Shutar Mechlalo Utar Kulo. Until came along Rabbi Akiva and taught that since it says in the Yerushalmi, we learn it out from Kol Hayotze Mipiv Yaseh, it's either the Kol or there's no Chiyuv at all. So once we were matir elements of the Neder, the entire Neder becomes batal. However, the exact phrasing, of course, is important here. Remember that we had a machloket earlier, a very important machloket, about whether he says, well, if I would have known, I would have said chutz mi Shabbat, or chutz mi Yom Tov, but I would have kept the same neder. Or if he says, I would have completely restated the neder. And that was a machloket, to what extent we view this as a charata from the entire neder. And furthermore, it depends on the way that you connect the parts of the neder. So, ketzad. Amar konim she'eni neder lekulchem. So, there's a group of people where the person swears off on the from all those people, and then he's matir one of them, sutar echad mihem, who true kulam. But if you list it and you say, she'eni neder lezev, 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 then it's actually a chain neder. We view each one as being a neder that was Tofus on the one before. So in that case, Hutar HaRishon Hutru Kulam. So if the first one was the one that were Matir, so then the same way that he's Mutter, so now we're saying Lezeh, Ulezeh, the Vov now, is being Mechaber the Zeh to Heter, not to Iser. So therefore all of them now become Mutter. But if only the last one became Mutter, so only the last Vilezeh is Mutter, the rest of Kulam Asurim. I suppose you mention the word korban for each one, so then each one is actually a completely separate neder. In which case, Tanak looked at it as a chain neder, and it's certainly not looked at as a single neder, and so your need, tzrichin petach lekol echad v'achad. Now, how about nedarim that are made? We talked before a question of nolad. We had the machloket between the Tanakama, Reb Eliezer, but how about a neder? We actually discussed this earlier, where the ta'ut is in the assumptions that were made at the time of the neder itself, which turned out to be wrong. So there, obviously it's not nolad, but not only that, you don't even need a petach. You don't even need a she'ela to a chacha, because the whole thing becomes now a ta'ut. So if a guy says, for instance, konim yayin shani to'im, shayayin ralam yayin, I can't drink wine anymore. It's killing my stomach. Amru lo v'halo ha-miyushan yafalei le-me'ayim. But don't you know that the old, settled wine is actually good for your digestion? So over there, he becomes mutar b'miyushan, but as Rabbi Akiva taught, lo b'miyushan dovad utar al-v'chol ha-yayim. You can't be matir part of that neder without basically taking it apart. And therefore there's no longer kol ayotze mipiv, and so he's mutter on all wine. Which is kunim batzal shani toim shabatzal ra lalev. Guy says I can't eat onions anymore. It's not good for the heart. On the contrary, alo kufri yafal lalev. Isn't it good for the heart? At least the kufri is good for the heart. Hu tar b'kufri, v'lo b'kufri b'lvad hu tar l'b'chol ha-mitzalim. And again, it becomes a neder shu tar mechlalo.
What is a kufri?
It's a type of wild onion. I actually saw many, many years ago research on horses, horse hearts, and onion. They were using it as a riot that onion is fantastically good for the heart. It seems to make a tremendous difference in the circulation of horses that are fed on.
Huh?
No. That's what we all are. Right? That's the medrash. That the oves were similar to racehorses. Lama oves daimim, it says the sisim aratsim abitze hamayim. You never could put down your foot for a minute. Keep moving. So we should try to eat onions. Anyway, so he would over here also be a mat to the entire neder, and indeed, Maaseh Haya V'Tiro Rabbi Meir B'Chol HaBitzalim. Rabbi Meir applied the halach of neder shutro mechlolo without requiring any further ado about the rest of the neder. Now, you say here, Hutar Acharon, Acharon Mutar, V'Kulam Asurim, and then you say that if you mention Lezeh Korban, Lezeh Korban, Lezeh Korban, that then it becomes a separate neder for each one of them. Now, is it indeed necessary to say korban separately? Isn't there a shita that holds that the very fact that you say vilazeh, means that you're applying your initial korban to each one, korban lazeh, vilazeh, meaning vikorban lazeh, vikorban lazeh? The truth is that this is indeed a machloket. And Montana, who is the author of this shita, that unless you mention the word korban separately, you would not be chayav on each one separately, or in this case, you would not require a shela on each one separately. Omar Rava, this is going according to shita of Rabbi Shimon, because there's a machloket over there about what the din is of the chiyav of a shavua that a person makes on kfirat mamon. So you have five people that are being toveya you. And you say, no, I don't owe you money, and I don't owe you money, and I don't owe you money. So the shaila is, are you chayav a korban shvua on each one of them? If each one is a liar, is it one korban? So one shvua, right? One korban shvua, because you said shvua only once. Rabbi Shimon says over there that unless you say shvua to each one of them separately, you're only chayav one. So this is exactly that shita. That's Rabbi Shimon here too. Do you remember? Achi omar shvua lekalecha v'yakar? Shvua sheni chayev lecha, shvua sheni chayev lecha. And the vav achibur is not a vav achibur to the original word shvua, but rather to the statement. I swear I don't owe money to you, and money to you, and money to you. Not, and I swear I don't owe money to you. In other words, if I don't have the word shvua, then there's no chayev lecha here too. There's no konim to each one individually, then there's actually all one basic neder. Konim batzal shani toim shabatzal ra lalev, and the guy tells him, no, actually the kufri, skipped. Konim yayin shani toim, and then he said, well, no, actually, yayin yashan is very good for the digestion. Why does it have to be good for the digestion? I mean, his neder wasn't made on the fact that it wasn't good. It was made on the fact it was bad. So why can't somebody tell him about it? That's not true of all wine. There's some wine that isn't bad for your digestion. Isn't that enough? So why asks the Gemara, Tepla deino ra? I mean, it's good enough that it's not bad, isn't it? Rebab, of course it is. I mean, we're just saying the facts. I mean, not only is it not bad, I mean, it's actually good. Certainly didn't mean to make a neder in the here, did you? Same thing with the batzal. We say the batzal, the kufri is good for the heart. Typically, the ein ra, isn't it? I mean, people like to think in very black and white terms, but I mean, it's enough that it's irrelevant to your heart eating onions. That's a new way of thinking, huh? I mean, if you ask people out there, I mean, either it's great or it's terrible. Nobody's going to tell you it makes no difference whatsoever. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean? Why does it have to be good? It's so contemporary.
People that don't like only love, anyway.
That's right. A language of extremes, huh? So typically Deinora, huh? For Odia Fe Katani. It's actually good for your heart. It's not bad enough that it isn't bad. Now Potchim La Adam, we said earlier that we have a machlokes. Sorry? I just did that. I was talking about the Batzal. So even though we had a machlokes earlier about whether a person would be nechshad to lie, again, it depends really on whether we learned that the issue in the Mishnah was exclusively lying or whether there was
two of those.
I just did two. I did Yain and Betzal.
You translated
flow was so good, nobody noticed.
That's not good. So even though we said earlier that there's a problem about being poteach b'chvod aviv v'imo, we know b'chvod shemayim we have machlokas whether it's because they nedar mitarim yafeh or because it's such a broad type of heter that people will no longer bother even getting their atarat nedarim. Wasn't clear whether chvod aviv v'imo is necessarily the same machloket or whether everybody agrees. There certainly is an issue of not being nitar yafeh because you would lie. Because over there, I mean, there seem to be, it's machlokas from Shonim actually, there certainly seem to be issues that are not included under the general rubric of chvod aviv v'imo. Okay, but certainly the other issues that we were talking about are questions not of the general halacha, like potchim b'yamim tovim v'shabbatot. Obviously, there's no chashash that im kein ein nedarim, meaning ein nedarim, that there would be no need to go in shayel kocham. How many nedarim are get kvod Shabbos and kvod yontov? But over there certainly is the underlying question of whether we can rely on a guy telling the truth. We don't want to put a person into an embarrassing position where we're almost pushing him into a corner in which he's going to tell us, no, of course I wouldn't have made the netter, whereas deep down he would have made the netter. So there, when it comes to chvod aviv v'imo, we may have a problem. But when it comes to a person's covet of his own family, his wife, his children, there, not necessarily. And therefore, says the Mishnah, that we can be poteach b'chvod atzmo b'chvod banav. So that's what we say, omrim lo. Ilo ayite yodea. A guy goes and he asks his wife, Bano. Now he's going, we're going to be b'chayiv to be garish. So we could tell him, why? People are going to be talking about, oh yeah, that guy's character is just, he's terrible. Or if it was a maisa with his children. You know, look at this. Daughters, this guy must have seen. I mean, obviously people will find something wrong in everybody. So it's, if they're talking about you, you're horrible because you divorce your wife. If they're talking about your kids, your wife is horrible because why else would you divorce her? Or your kids were, I mean, everybody's horrible. So I mean, people are always going to use whatever the circumstances are to explain why it's horrible. I mean, obviously a nice guy like that wouldn't have been Magarish, his wife, and thrown his kids out of the house unless he found out that they were whoring around. Ma'ra'atai manchalevo, meaning this is the way he saw it, lehit garesh. So if he says, ilo'iti yodea shekein lo'iti noder, actually I wasn't thinking about what people would say. I wouldn't have been noder if I had. So we don't say that there he's misrepresenting it and actually he's just embarrassed. No, he would tell us the truth in those cases and raise a mutar. Now, how about, again, we discussed this earlier in relation to the Mishnah about Kvar Met, or Kvar Asat Teshuvah, right? So we asked, what about the Mishnah later? Here is the Mishnah later. We spoke about this yesterday. So here is the Mishnah later that talks about Plonit Ki'ura, ugly so-and-so. I won't marry ugly so-and-so. We talked about the two possible differences between the Mishnayot, the earlier Mishnah, where he says, I won't marry so-and-so because her father is no good. Whereas over here, he doesn't say because she is ugly. He just says ugly so-and-so. Which implies because she's ugly, but he's not saying it. He's not making it dependent on it. That's one issue. The other issue is, this was actually to the Ritva earlier, who says that the difference is that it's clear that the guy can die. The father can die. He can do tshuva. But when somebody's ugly, it's not clear that there's something that can be done to make them beautiful. If they're short, I mean, how exactly are you going to make them tall? So So there, the Mishnah is assuming that this is a different type of neder, which would be a neder ta'ut, not a problem of nolad, not a problem of change. Yes, sir. Good morning, Abba.
Good morning.
What a schus it is to see you.
Yes.
If it turns out that you're happy?
You see her and you go, oh, I don't feel so bad about her. I see how I enjoy that person.
So that's a charata.
It's like the onions.
Yeah, that's not a nola. That's just a charata. You could go to the chacham, but you can't just say, well, it's all a mistake. In other words, you still need somebody to come out to you and say, look, how about if at the time somebody would have said to you, how about trying it out? Or how about, would you still have been so absolute?
The onions and this woman.
Because one is an objective mistake. An objective mistake is called a neder ta'ut. A mistake in my assumptions is a reason to be matir in neder, but it's not a ta'ut up front. Okay, so now, how about, so the guy says, I won't marry so-and-so, the ugly one. Or he says, I won't marry someone, and turns out she's beautiful. Harei na'ah. Or Shechora, I won't marry that swarthy-skinned so-and-so. And actually, it turns out she's got beautiful lavender. Arei Levana or Ktsara. Varei Aruka. So that's all a mistake. Mutarva. That has nothing to do with Nola that we said earlier. Lo mevleshi kuravana aseit na'ah. It's not because she was ugly but became beautiful. Or she was swarthy and became now white. Or she was short and became now tall. Ktsara v'naseit aruka. It's because at the time, it was a mistake. Elisha neder ta'ut. Now, here comes a ma'aseh that seems to say the opposite. U'ma'aseh be'achad, she'nadar mi'bat achoto anaya. Here's another poor guy that they're pushing him into marrying his niece. That nobody else would marry. And he swears off on Avri, he ain't ever going to marry that girl.
What's Hanaya?
Hanaya. Hana'ah. Another word for Hana'ah. So they ichnisu alo beit Rabbi Yishmael. So they take this girl, bring her into Rabbi Yishmael's house. V'yifua, and Rabbi Yishmael did his magic stuff on her, and she came out looking beautiful.
Maybelline.
Cinderella. And we'll see. The Gemara is going to say what he did. So Rabbi Yishmael calls the guy in. He says, presents this girl. Amalo Rabbi Yishmael b'ni mizona darta. Is this the girl you said you didn't want to marry? Cause, oh, he said, no, 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 wait, this is great. Amar Olam. V'itira.
It was a kavod rav.
V'itira, Rabbi Yishmael. So Rabbi Yishmael was matir her. Bota sha'ab bachar Rabbi Yishmael. So Rabbi Yishmael was bochet to see the state of Klal Yisrael. Amar benot Yisrael na'otein. It's a terrible thing that women should appear, Jewish women should appear not beautiful. The truth is, deep down they are beautiful. It's because they're so poor and they can't afford what they need to make themselves look beautiful, so they look ugly. When Rabbi Yishmael died, the women would go around and would sing the way they sang at the death of Shaul. And they would say, V'omrod benot Yisrael al Rabbi Yishmael b'chena. Just like it said by Shaul, Benot Yisrael al Shaul b'chena, Hamal bishchem shanim adanim. He would make you beautiful with his beautiful begodim. Hamal adizahav alavushchem would give you beautiful golden jewelry. So too, Rabbi Yishmael used to do. Now, this would appear to be a ma'aseh listor. In other words, you're telling me that the only way that a change in the way that a woman looks would be considered a neder ta'ut is if at the time that you made the neder you had made a mistake. So in other words, you're telling me that basically na'eh and ka'ur is no different than katsar ve'aroch. And that we cannot say, well, I mean, isn't it a question of underlying beauty? I mean, you can bring out the beauty that was always there, right? There's a no. In other words, when I talk about the way a woman looks, she's beautiful or she's ugly, I'm talking about her current looks, not her underlying looks.
The Maaser Rabbi Yishmael is.
In which case, the Maaser Rabbi Yishmael is a stira. Rabbi Yishmael certainly couldn't take a short woman and stretch her. So why are we bringing now a Maaseh and a Mishnah, which is supposed to indicate that looks are the same as changing? It's exactly the same. That doesn't mean it's not changeable, but it means if it's changed, it's a nolad as much as a kotzer for the aruch is. And here it's saying that it's okay. It says, well, you're right. The Mishnah obviously is missing a piece. Rabbi Yishmael clearly argues on the Tanakhama. Chisuri b'chasra. V'hochi katani. Rabbi Yishmael omer. It's not true what you're saying, that it has to be a neder ta'ut at the time. Because afilu kuhura v'na'asa na'a. Or shechora v'na'aseit levana. Or kitzara v'na'aseit aruka. The fact is that if you could change the appearance, that's considered to be a perfectly valid basis to be matur neder. It may not be a neder ta'ut. But you're saying there's only one out. Either it's nolad or it's neder ta'ut. And I say that's not true. Appearances are easily alterable. And therefore, this is a kind of nolad that I would be matur. And ma'isenani be'achat shenadarmi batachocho. Therefore, we're now coming now to explain that Rabbi Yishmael, in fact, acted upon his own shita. V'ichnisua Rabbi Yishmael v'yifua, and so on. Tana, what was the ma'isa? The ma'isa was that she had lost a tooth. And they gave her this horrific shento tevet. I tell you, they made this false tooth for her. And obviously, wasn't exactly... your most expensive dentist who had taken care of her. This was an Isha Aniyah. So they stick a piece of wood in her mouth, whatever. It was a pretty bad scene. You know, but if you give a woman a nice gold tooth, I mean, they walk around, they're proud of their gold tooth. There's many societies which they'll show off the gold tooth.
Russians.
Yeah, Russians, they love the gold tooth. That's an Arayon.
It's not
Yeah. So Vyasala Rabbi Yishmael Shein Shel Zahav, he went and made her a beautiful golden tooth. Mishalo, he paid out of his own pocket. And she kishachiv Rabbi Yishmael, when Rabbi Yishmael was nifter, patach alayahu hu sabdana hachi. So the famous Maspid said, Benot Yisrael, Rabbi Yishmael, Bechena, Hamabishkem, Shoni, and so on, exactly, he took the psukim from Shaul HaMelech.
Oh, and the
Malia
is the
Shein Totefet. Yeah. Ahudi. You buy her a nice pair of high heels, you know, and.
She grows a late grower, no?
Yeah. You take it to the hairdresser. She looks good, she looks taller.
Yeah, enough in honey.
So it's not nolad because it's
very relative.
It is nolad, but it's not a nolad that is something that is no one ever would be mala. So in other words, just like we saw earlier, Rabbi Eliezer, in other words, he holds a yerpotrin, a nolad of this kind.
Because the person was essentially wrong. If women are essentially beautiful,
no,
so essentially
then,
he used this external thing to sort of make a claw, like that's what she was. It wouldn't seem like it's a nolad in that case, because...
Yes, you mean what he said in the Mishnah, that he cried and said, Benot, you saw your fotein.
Yeah, so in other words, since they're essentially beautiful, and just changed this external thing that made the guy make this claw, it really wasn't true in the first place. It doesn't seem like it's
no, you see, that's the Gemara's nuts. The Gemara's saying, Bedafka, not like that. Because otherwise, we wouldn't need Chusir Mechasur, he's arguing.
Right.
So the Gemara's understanding that it's a given that when we say that it has to be a neder ta'ut, that the definition of the person's intent would not be what she is underneath, but what she appears to be. He may change his mind when he finds out that she can be otherwise, but that requires shayla. So then the shayla isn't in a neila to make that kind of mat. I hold your poseach with neila like that, like I said earlier. But enochinami, in other words, if it wouldn't have been for the Gemara, we would have certainly considered, is that what he's trying to say? That beneath it all, they really are beautiful, right? So, I mean, I think, as I said before, I think that what's pushing the Gemara into this interpretation is the relationship to Katsar and Aroch, or in Shachor and Lavan. Where over there, you certainly can say she's underlying tall. I mean, that doesn't make sense. Even if he's saying she's underlying beautiful, so it's got to be an expression of his pain. And also that it isn't Neula to the extent that nobody would ever have thought about it, in which case that everybody would be made. There was also a Maisa, once we're already on the subject of the way that Rabbi Yishmael would bring love between a man and a woman of B'nai Yisrael, so we bring already other Maisim where the Gedolei Yisrael were makbid to bring peace between a man and a woman. So there was one Maisa, who the Amal Levite, Kunim Shiat Nenet, I'll tell you what, you're not going to have any Hanot from me, okay? You are the most rotten cook I've ever seen in the world. But if you can get Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda to taste some of your cholin, and they don't vomit, we'll be mad to the net, okay? On that tonight. So, obviously this is not a very great covet to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon to use them as tasters of a cholin. It's a tremendous zilus. Okay. But achititami tafshilech Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Yehuda, even though Lamaisa, it's a ziluta for Tamirei Chachamim to be used as an object of the cooking test. Rabbi Yehuda said, look, Kavachomer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to erase his name in order to bring Shalom ben Ish le'Ishta. And not only that, it's even a suffix, because we don't know, maybe she really is guilty. Nonetheless, he says it's Kedai. Erase the name, what bigger zilusa can you have than that? And nonetheless, Mala Asor Shalom ben Ish le'Ishto, Amra Torah Shmish Nichtav B'Kedusha, Yimachal HaMayim HaMa'orim, and that's only Mitzad HaSofek. So Ani, we're over here, it's just me, who am I? And it's a Vadai, that I'll be able to get her out of this nether. Alachat Kama V'Kama, why shouldn't I taste it? Rabbi Shimon refused to taste it. Rabbi Shimon Lotayim, and he said, as far as I'm concerned, you can all drop dead. Yamutu Kol B'nei Almana. This guy for sure should drop dead, the way he's being mezalzel in Tamirei Chachamim. Let his wife be an Almana, and now his kids will be called the children of the Almana. But they should also drop dead after they're called B'nai Almana. What kind of business is this? I don't know enough of the situation, but obviously this person was someone who was leading Zilus of Tamirei Chachamim. Va'al yizoz Shimon mimekomo. Shimon doesn't go and taste cholents. There's actually a Ben Ish Chai who says that he was mocked but never teed outside of the house. So Lemaisa, al yizoz is the pshat that they're not going to play games with me to get me to be mezalzo in the way that I live. But he's not actually cursing him. He said, better that first than that I should be Zazmi Mekon. But not only that, I don't want people getting into the habit of utilizing Tamirei Chachamim for such an adonai. Oh, who the Amar LeDavitun? There was another guy who says to his wife, unless you spit at Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, me and you are finita. So atat v'raka kalavushe, she goes and she spits on his clothes. Omale ravach midiftu ravina. Didn't the guy intend that it has to be, she has to spit on him? V'hayla ziluta kamechavi. Ziluta is to actually spit on his body. Omale, believe me, trust me, meirak almani d'rabagamliel ziluta rabatahi. It's plenty big ziluta, she did her job well. Who the Armelot of the Vita? There was another guy.
What is the person trying to bring out? The
Gemara is trying to bring out the way in which Tamir Chachamim would allow Zilut.
Clear, but I'm saying this person, what was he trying to say? You're asking
me. He made it tzarekli, lama shayel.
What was that?
As Rabbi Yossi says, nu, it's an unknown answer. Yeah, go ahead.
Why is the husband picking that as the object? What would that accomplish? What's he trying to say? To show your love for me is greater. It's a
assuming
love
that me. She wouldn't.
I mean, you want the alien solution, or you want some other creative solution?
Should be insight into a flaw, even a flaw.
Not necessarily. People often do this to their wives. See who counts.
Well, because he assumes that she wouldn't do it.
It could be she's been going to him with all of her shilas and saying tehillim all day long and becoming very frum on him, and he's sick and tired of it. And he says, go ahead and you go spit on the who's more important to you. Sure, he went to what so. That comes up all the time. It's just a big mitzvah now. There's this big scandal now of this Rebbetzin that has the 7 skirts, 10 tichlach. You never heard of this?
Mm-hmm.
This is like a whole big, it's a whole big movement. The Bezdin is giving gittim automatically to anybody whose wife gets caught up in this cult. There's this Rebbetzin in Beit Shemesh that teaches women that they have to be completely covered. They can't show their face, bichlal.
Oh,
they can't talk to men. They can't, you know, so they walk around like this, and the husbands are outraged.
So
this,
that.
Yeah.
When did we get to the Arab world?
Of course, it got into the papers and so on. But I mean, why?
When did we become Arabs?
Exactly it. 10 months ago it started.
Never.
Right. Anyway, so the next case similar to this was a guy is married to a woman who is absolutely horrific. I mean, she's the ugliest thing that ever walked the face of the earth. This woman is just horrific. So he's finally sick and tired of her, and he says to her, "You know what? If you can go to Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yosef, and he can find 1 centimeter of your body that has anything attractive about it, I'll keep you. And I won't ask you for hana." So he says to her, "Konim she'anenetli achetira imu'um yafeshebech Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yosef. Find mum is over here, not a mum, but rather mu'um. Something. Show something beautiful about yourself." Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yosef, "I haven't been able to find anything and I've been looking." So they come to Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yosef. "What do we do?" He says, "Look, I mean, this guy, how about her head, her skull? She have a nice shaped skull. She have a roshan. No. Segal, I mean, she's completely round, like a beach ball. Maybe she's got beautiful hair. She have a sarana. Are you kidding? Domula nitse pishtan. You ever see the stuff they wrap the estrog in? That's what her hair is like. Maybe she's got beautiful eyes. Shemai ne'anot. No. Her eyes are trutotein. Her eyes are trutot. Similar now. Trutot is the pshat that are completely round. They have no shape. Others learn that they're red and burning. Maybe she's got nice ears. Shema oz ne'anot. No. She's got ears that are completely kfulot. How about her nose? She's got a nice nose. Shema chotmona. No, she's got a pug nose. It's stuck into her face. Bolomu. Her lips, siftoteano. No, she looks like she just came out of dark Africa. Avote. How about her neck? She's got a beautiful neck. Tzavarana. No, she's got a sunken neck. There's no neck at all. A beautiful tummy. Shema Graysana. She's fat as a pizzavai. How about her feet? Ragleano. No, she looks like a walking duck. Rechavot kishal avza. She got a beautiful name. No, her name. Sure, she's got a beautiful name. Lachluchichma, piece of filth. Perfect, he says. She's got a name that's perfect for her. It was not her. Let's just finish it. Amar lam yeh. Yofe korina to lachluchit. Himeluch lechit b'mumin. V'sharia, based on her beautiful name, which was so appropriate for her, he said, "See, there's something wonderful about your wife. She's got a perfectly appropriate name."
I don't think that's what he wanted.
Yeah, maybe that's how he learned which way to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but not exactly each one of these things.
Right, no, it's the same motion by Sotin.
Did not Sava, yeah.
So the mouth blasted in the lips and he looked at it for the rest of his life.
Yeah. Ayi Bar Bovel is another mice, a guy from Bovel, and there's completely different dialects in Bavel. This would be good for your next pamphlet there. The completely different dialects in Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. And a guy from Bavel goes to Eretz Yisrael for a visit, and Nasivitata ends up marrying a woman there who cannot understand a word that he says. So he says there, Bashlili Trey Talfi, which is the idiom in Bavel, did not mean cook me up a couple of lentils. Can't do very much with a couple of lentils. It's a way of saying make me a bowl of hot lentils, lentil soup. So she cooks him up 2 lentils. I once did this
with the onions.
My wife never forgave me. He said, go out and get me a couple of onions. So I did. I went to the supermarket. I came back with two onions. He said, a couple of onions. Absolutely, 40-some years later, he's never forgiven me.
And so, that doesn't buy anything.
No. So she got Bishila like Trey Taufin. Rat Achalai, he was mad at her, so the next day he wanted to make things clear. So he said, Bashili Griva, okay, how about, can you make me a bucket of Adashim, thinking that maybe now she'll make him a bowl of cereal. So instead, of course, she makes enough to feed an army, he comes in. And there's an entire bucket of hot cereal, of Adashim there. So Bashila Griva. So he says to Armala, Zili Aitali Trey Butsini, will you please bring me in two squashes? But in Eretz Yisrael, Butsini were the way you referred to lamps. So she goes, Azit Vaitala Trey Shragi. She goes and brings him in. Here's the middle of the day. She brings him in two lamps and sets it down at the table. All my life, he says, will you take the damn lamps and go bust them on the front door? So, Tavriyaton al Reshid above. But the Bava in Bavel was the way you refer to the front door, but you never refer to the front door that way in Eretz Yisrael. So she assumed who is Bava? It must be Bava Ben Buta. Who was the God of Ador? Let's go bust him on Bava's head. So Bava Ben Buta was actually our Bava. He was over there on the door of the Besdin. So she walks over to Bava Ben Buta, and he's in the middle of a din, Kadoim Dina, and she takes these two lamps. Azat for Tabri, that on our end, she busts it over Bava Ben Buta's head. Omala, what? Ma Dein Davad, what did I ever do to you? What are you doing this to me for?
Sid sees a piece like this, he's sitting in the theater and they both smash it to bits.
Where?
Sid sees it. Oh, Sid people are fighting the theater, they rip into this, you know?
Amrala, so she says, what can I do? Kaf Tzivani Baalim. My husband said, I have to do it. Amar, so he said to her, At asit ritzon ba'alech ha-makom yotzimi mech shnei bonim ki Bava Ben Buta. May you be zochet the two children, Talmidei Chachamim, like Bava Ben Buta. Hadron alach Rabbi Eliezer. For that, we got to have sabotage. פותחים בימים טובים ובשבתות. בראשונה יום למותן הימים מותרים ושאר כל הימים אסורים, עד שבא רבי עקיבא ולימד שהנדר שירות המכלל לא הותר כלו. כיצד? אומר קונים שאני ננה לכוכם, מותר אחד מהם מותר כולם. שאני ננה לזה ולזה, הותר ראשון מותר כולם, מותר אחרון אחרון מותר וכלום אסורים. שאני ננה לזה קורבן ולזה קורבן, לזה קורבן, וצריכים פתח לכל אחד ויחד. קונים יין שאני טועים. שהיין רע למיין, אמרו לו, לא המיושן, אז נען לא נראה, אז יפה למיין. הותר מיושן, ולא במיושן, בלבד הותר בכל היין. קונים בצל שאני טועם, שהבצל רע ללב, אמרו לו, לא הכופרי, זה יפה ללב. הותר בכופרי, ולא בכופרי, בלבד הותר בכל הבצלים. מעשה היה, והתירו רבי מאיר בכל הבצלים. הותר האחרון, האחרון מותר, וכולם אסורים. And that's missing, of course, the main point, which is Kainim Shani, Korban Lazer, rather, Korban Lazer, Korban Lazer is what it should say over here. Mantana, Omar Rava, Rabbi Shimoni, the Omar Achi, Omar Shivuala, Kolachad Viachad, here to Lagabi Neder, Achi, Omar Korban, the Kolachad Viachad. And the Vav doesn't help. Kunim Yayin Shani Toim, typically they know Ra. Why does it have to be Yafet? Omer Bab, it doesn't. Va'od, yafeh katani. Not only isn't it ra. Konim batzal shani toim shah batzal ra lalev. Typically, again, the in ra. Omer Bab, va'od, yafeh katani. Potrim ladam bechvod atzmo, bechvod banav. Omerim lo, ilo hayiti yodeh shalom bachal, omerim alecha. Yep, this is that guy's personality. Kachli vistor shal ploni. They're going to blame you. Megareshet nasham or abnotecha yom aha benot grushotein. What do you think? He just Stam got divorced. Mara atay man shalelu leitgaresh. So if he says ilo ayiti yodeh shekein lo ayiti noder, that's considered to be a valid petach and it's not a lie. And areze mutar. Konim shanino seet plonit kiura. And in fact, vareina shechora vare levana ktsarai vare aruka. Mutarba, without even requiring she'ela, lo mipnei shikura, and then afterwards naaseit na'a, or she was shechora v'naaseit levana, or she was k'tara v'naaseit aruka, But rather, we're talking about over here, Elishaneta Ta'ut, Ma'asebi Achad, Shinadar Mibata Kotor, Anaya. V'ichnisu ala Beit Rabbi Yishmael, and indeed she was Kiura, but Yafuha. Amala Rabbi Yishmael, Bani, Mizona Darta, Amala Lav, V'itira Rabbi Yishmael. Zabotasha Abba, Kar Rabbi Yishmael, Vamar, Benod Yisrael, Na'otein Elishani Yud, Menavalatan, Uchshemet Rabbi Yishmael, Benod Yisrael, Nosot Kinam, Omrod, בנות ישראל רבי ישראל בחנה, וכן הוא אומר רבי שאול, בנות ישראל השאול בחנה. מעשה לסתור? חיסור מחז וחיתון. Whereas רבי ישמעאל אומר, אפילו כאורה ונעשית נאה, שחורה ונעשית לבנה קצרה ונעשית ארוכה, is, although it's a nolad, but nonetheless we're פותחים in such a nolad. And indeed, מעשה באחד שנדר מבת אחותו, והכניסו בבית רבי ישמעאל ויפוח. Kind of, what was the mice, eh? Shein totemet aitala, vasala Rabbi Yishmael, shein shazav mishalo. Kishokiv Rabbi Yishmael, batakale, usabdana achi. Benot Yisrael Rabbi Yishmael, vechena hamalbishkem shani, and liadizab. Ahudi omala de devita, konim shi I adnenet liachitate imitav shilech Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yishmael. It's Rabbi Yehuda when Adam was toim. Omar kavachom, bala sot shalom, benish lishtom, rato rash mishish kavik dushayim echela mayim, amorim. That's only a suffix. Ani alakakama vekama. Rabbi Shimon lo toim. Omar, I don't carry amutu kovene amana, vayazur Shimon memekomo. Not only that, vod kechra lechraglil minta. Ahudi omala de devita, konim shi adnenetli achitaruki bob Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel. But that's not enough to be Yotzi the Netter, is it? Doesn't have to be Al Gufo. Omar Lo, are you kidding? Mira Kamani, the Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is plenty Ziluta, Ziluta Rabbi. Are you kidding? I'm lost a girl gone. Shema Zaharana, Domala Nitzipishta. Shema Ineanod, Nat, Rutotin. Shema Zneanod, Floating. Kotmana, Balomul, Shmal. Shema Zintotenod, Avotin. Tzavarana, Shakutu. Shema Kreisana, Tzavar, Shmalaglenod, Chavotke Shalavza. Shema Shmana, Phew, Lachluchit Shma. Omalan, perfect. Yafa Korino Talachluchit, Shimaluchlechet Bemumin, Visharia. Ahu Barbava, the Selig Larad Israel, Nazivita, Amarla. Bishila li trei talfi. So bishila trei talfi. Ratachala. Lamok ramala bishila li geruya. Bishila li geruya. Amala zile aitale trei butzine. Azav aitale trei shirage. Amala zile tabri yaton areshit above. Aviyati baba ben buta above. Kadoin dina. Azav tabri yaton areshit. Amala matin del vanin. Amala kaksi vani bali. Amar nu ata sitrason baalech. Amakom yotzimimek. Shnei banim ke baba ben buta.